This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Rainbow Report, news and current affairs for the rainbow community. From Joy 94.9, Australia's only full-time gay and lesbian radio station. And now, your host, Doug Pollard.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the program. And thank you, Shannon, for an excellent news read there. Really enjoyed that one. Now, today, the Rainbow Report is looking at marriage, civil unions, registrations, other related issues. Actually, online I called it marriage in labour because we're actually going to be talking to a lot of labour people today, which will please them after all the time I gave to the Liberals last week. So we're kind of balancing things out a bit today. One by one, state Labour parties are falling into line in support of equal marriage. The latest to join the bandwagon was Queensland, with the personal support of the Premier, Anna Bligh. Andrew Detmers, the president of the Queensland branch of the party and state secretary of the Australian Manufacturers Workers Union, will talk to him in a moment about what happened up there. Meanwhile, over in WA, Labour have their conference this weekend, and again, the leader, Eric Ripper, has already gone on record saying, "My personal opinion is that legislation supporting gay marriage would be fair and a step in the right direction." We'll speak with the Shadow WA Minister for Culture and the Arts, John Hyde. Other state Labour conferences have passed motions endorsing marriage too, in Tasmania, South Australia, Queensland. One in support of marriage equality still stands in Victoria. And the ALP Women's Network has also recently passed a motion supporting marriage equality. So there's a bit of a bandwagon rolling here. Meanwhile, over in the US, the state of New York is teetering as we speak on the brink of legalising gay marriage. It's actually not looking good on the latest count, but we'll go into that later. Rainbow Report's Washington correspondent Harley Dennett has been watching the situation closely and will join us towards the end of the show. With me in the studio, Martin Foley, MP, returns to Joy. He's with us to give us his insights into the situation inside the Labour Party and perhaps tempt him to a prediction of where the National Labour Conference will go on this one too. He's our MP, of course, for Albert Park. And Christina Antoniadis, a lawyer specialising in issues around same-sex partnerships, parenting and families, is joining me on co-hosting duties this morning. You know already you can listen live at www.joy.org.au, listen live, or now you can also listen to us on the free iPhone app via the Joy website or the iTunes store. And joining us on the line now is Andrew Detmer from Queensland. Good morning, Andrew.
Good day, Doug. How are you?
I said good morning again. I keep doing that on this show. I keep forgetting I'm not in the morning. Good afternoon. Now, your conference recently passed a motion supporting same-sex marriage. And yes, you even had the Premier on board with that.
Indeed. Only on Sunday we had the debate. The debate was a resounding victory for those of us who support marriage equality. And I think that it was a great moment for the party that we're actually moving towards removing from the statute books discrimination against gay and lesbian and transgender and intersex couples. I really think that that's a great thing for the Labor Party, and I've also got to say that I don't see a similar move in the Liberal or National parties at the moment.
No, not much movement there. So does this carry forward and affect what will happen at the National Conference?
Well, I think you and your listeners are probably very much aware that marriage is after all something regulated by the federal government.
Indeed.
And this is, of course, only advisory. The Queensland branch votes National Conference delegates up, but they're not bound by any decision of the Queensland State Conference. Uh-huh. But I think that it's an important moral victory, and I also think that it's an indication of where the debate's going to go. After all, notwithstanding the support of some members of the conference for a procedural motion which would have simply deferred it to the National Office without taking a decision, it was rejected, and once that happened, there was overwhelming support from all factional groupings and many different points of view. There is a view in the Labor Party that let's just get on with it and let's go about removing this one of the last elements of discrimination, or at least legal discrimination. We know that there's many other forms of unofficial discrimination, but legal discrimination against gay and lesbian couples.
What's the situation in Queensland at the moment? Do you have a partnership registry or a union scheme or anything?
No, there's nothing of that sort at the moment. We've been discussing that around the party, and I think the view is, I wouldn't put this categorically, but I think it wouldn't be presuming too much on the views of others to say, well, look, really, let's not go for silver, let's go for gold, let's get it at the level of complete marriage equality, and then we don't need really to worry about that.
I can see Martin Foley here smiling at that, Martin.
Hello, Andrew.
How are you, Martin? Long time no see.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm well.
Now, what was making you smile there, Martin?
I just go for gold, you know. That's what I like. Queensland spirit.
Well, we are a mining state as well. That's, you know, we can't go for coal. We've got to go for gold. So.
Yeah, Christina.
Hi, Andrew. Christina here. I'm just a year ago, Anna Bligh, when she spoke to the Brisbane Times, said she supported allowing gay marriage, and this time around she seems to be a lot more passionate about it, saying it's an issue of basic human rights and fairness. Has that been a big move for her, or is there any reason why she's using such passionate language this time around?
First of all, we didn't have a state conference last year. That was something that many of us weren't particularly happy about. But I don't believe that the Premier has changed her view about marriage equality at all. Perhaps it's just the passion with which she's expressed it, and the detail of that, which I think has come to light over the weekend. I don't think that she's changed her view. Certainly, the conversation that I have with her, and I don't talk to her all that often, but in party terms, she has had a very strong view about marriage equality for some time, and I think that it's great that we've got the state premier supporting this important move on human rights.
Agreed 100%, Andrew. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there are some cynical voices in the media saying that, well, she might as well, because she's got nothing left to lose, because she isn't going to win the election anyway.
Oh, well, I mean, there will always be those people. Can I say to you, we have the equivalent of Mandrake the magician running against her in the form of Campbell Newman. He seems to think that if he says simsalabim, it will be so. The problem for our man Campbell is that he seems to be lacking some momentum. Not to mention the fact that he doesn't seem to be able to get his lines right, or the people that he's grappling within the LNP, because we have an amalgamated Liberal and National Party up here, not actually being able to agree about, well, who is the leader? Because after all, Campbell's not actually in the Parliament. So I'd be interested to know what his views are and what he's going to prosecute in respect of gay marriage, because they've been signally silent on everything. And in fact, the Courier Mail is so unimpressed with our man Campbell that I think today he's on about page 16. For a while there, it seemed that we couldn't get by without, a page one screamer about can do, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, he did sort of pop out like a jack in a box, didn't he? And he was going to solve everybody's problems, and it was all going to be wonderful.
It's insulting to refer to his height like that.
But then he goes on, Andrew, and says there are more important issues right now facing the people of Queensland. So, on the one hand he's supporting it, but on the other hand he's saying, well, there's more important things than gay marriage and equality.
Which I think is a glib way of disposing of the fact that the Liberal and National parties are completely riven on the issue, and that the many gay and lesbian couples who support the Liberal and National Party, because after all it's not something that the Labor Party he's got a monopoly on. I believe that that they would be very, very disappointed in that particular point of view, and I think that it would be an act of, dare I say, statesmanship for Candu Campbell to actually come out and say, look, I support it, and I think that it's an important change that needs to be made to the Marriage Act federally. I think that would be a gutsy thing to do, but of course he's going to just sort of brush it under the carpet.
Well, I find this whole thing about, there are more important things somewhat insulting in a sense, and I don't mean just insulting to the gay community, but I mean to the voters and also to the politicians as well. It's almost like saying, well, we can only do one thing at a time. You know, we can't walk and chew gum.
Exactly.
You know?
It's as if we can't deal with the economic development and the boom.
Yeah,
market.
It's not an either or thing.
And talk about human rights. We talk about human rights all the time, and I, like you, I feel insulted, and I feel insulted because I think that it's just a glib way of disposing of an argument that he's not prepared to have within his own party.
Well, people on the Labour side have done that in the past too.
I wasn't suggesting we were Simon Pure on that.
No, I don't think anybody is in politics, Andrew. So, are you going to be going to the National Conference yourself? I presume
yes,
you'll be there.
I am a delegate to the National Conference. I'm hopeful that there'll be some productive discussions leading up to the National Conference, and I suppose I'd be expecting my good comrade Martin to be there as well, for us to be arguing that issue, because both of us are from the left of the party, and both of us, therefore, I mean, it's not even a situation of being bound, because, of course, as I said, you can't be bound.
No.
But the fact is that within the left and progressive elements of the party, this is seen as an issue whose time is, not just come, but it's almost to the point of, well, why not? I mean, if you have Bill Ludwig, the state secretary of the Australian Workers Union, and a man of some influence, as I think people in Victoria know, saying, what's the problem? Then what is the problem? And I think getting on and doing it and providing equality to gay and lesbian couples is well past time.
Well, I think we'd all agree here. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure, Doug, and thank you very much, and g'day to Martin.
Okay. That was Andrew Detmer there. He's the state president of the Labour Party up in Queensland. This is Doug Pollard.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.